You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got to tell you a funny story. Well, funny to me anyway. A funny story about how we're getting into this segment. The segment is called What Unusual Thing Do You Still Have Memorized? And we've already done the disclaimer. We'll do it again. We're not talking about your like original phone number because a lot of people have that. Right. We're talking about the unusual odd thing.
No states backwards type thing or alphabet backwards song.
I'll give you an example from myself, from my life, like what's prompted all of this, and then you'll see where we're going. But in my home studio where I have my broadcast studio or whatever, I have a variety of things on the wall. There's like album art from rock. So I've got a big mural thing of the Beatles on the wall. It's very radio/music-oriented room, okay?
Yep.
And my stepdaughter, who's 20, she's seen it, but, you know, she's 20, so she just doesn't really care. And for the first time ever, she looked at one of the things I've got on the wall, and she goes, what is this record that's on the wall? And I go, well, that was the first record I ever actually played. And, I mean, we're talking a vinyl single, 45 RPM record. Google it, kids. But it's framed, it's mounted and framed, and it's like, that's the actual record that I got from the radio station when I first did my first ever show. I was 16 years old, and Jeremy, this was 46 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was
so
like
it's brittle, late, is what you're saying. Late, it's very brittle.
Late 1970s. But anyway, when she asked about it, and I, right there I go, if anyone should ask, tell them you're listening to KFMN FM Abilene, radio on the move. And she goes, what's that? I go, those are the first words I ever said in radio back in 1977. She goes, how the hell do you remember that? I go, it was just our legal identification that we had to do at the top of the hour. Sure. So when I signed on,
that's what you had to say.
That's what I said. And 40-something years later, I will never forget the first words.
It's just imprinted on your brain, man.
And don't you like that slogan? Radio on the move.
On the move. This is Domino on the radio.
Domino on your radio.
I knew it.
So anyway, do you have any? I've been racking my brain.
I can't think of anything like that or fun little song or anything I learned in elementary school. The thing that honestly drives me crazy and is just fascinating to me is my wife, Knick Knack, and how if a song comes on from like the late 80s, early 90s, specifically like some sort of hip hop or 90s country. That's quite a wide genre there. She can recite the lyrics word for word. And I sit there with my mouth open watching her sing these songs. I'm like, how do you know all these? And she's like, I don't know. I used to sing them a little bit, you know, in school. Maybe I did a little karaoke. But this song called I Got a Man by Positive K, look it up, came on the other day from 1992. I Got a Man. And she recited the entire song word for word. And I was like, who are you right now? How do you have this magical skill? Completely fascinating. Man,
I think it's because that time of life for people is such, you know, when we first start getting interested. Yeah, formative time in your life, especially with music, which is such a personal thing.
Yeah. Well, Knick Knack loves the song I Got a Man, and she knows it word for word. So
Jeanette's out in Aurora. She goes, I somehow still have memorized the quadratic formula song set to the tune of Pop Goes the Weasel.
Hells yes. Impress your friends.
That is beautiful. That is something like at a bar you can impress
You're
people.
Like, check this out. Julie wrote in and said she knows pi up to 50 digits. So 3.14, 50 digits.
Who was I used to know? 50
Somebody digits
that I used
deep.
To date, her daughter did the same thing. I don't know if it was 50, but at least 25 or 30. And I'm like, what the?
Joe said, how to spell Czechoslovakia.
That's great.
All right, those are good.
Let's grab a few phone calls. Who's been holding the longest? We'll go to them first. I think it's Alyssa. Hey, Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Super dupes.
Couldn't be better. So what's the unusual thing you still have memorized all these years later?
Okay, so in like, I think it was like third or fourth grade, we had to memorize the Bill of Rights, but I memorize the preamble.
Yes.
Of the Constitution.
We all had to do that.
Okay.
Do
what
it.
The heck? Okay.
Do it.
So do you know it?
We the people? Is it the we the people?
United
one?
States in order to form a more perfect.
No. Okay. Let me do it. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me do it then.
Okay. Do it.
Because I obviously very. Okay. Knowing me, I'll probably mess up.
This
but,
is your
okay.
time to shine. Don't screw
Here
it up.
Here we go.
We the people of the United States, in order to form our perfect union, establish justice, ensure the domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States of America.
Good job. America.
Perfect! You didn't miss a single word.
You did really good.
Perfect.
How many years ago was this that you learned that?
Probably like 2003. I had to back. I know.
OMG, LOL.
Yeah, I'm a youngster, I guess, compared to you guys. But. Okay, that's so
Everybody's
weird.
A youngster compared to us.
I definitely thought I was, like, the only one, because I've always, like, that's, like, my little party trick. People are like, oh, my God, Alyssa knows how to do the preamble. Ask her right now.
She's the worst. All she does is come to our parties and recite the preamble. Let's stop inviting her.
And, like, I've never known anybody who knows it.
All I knew was the we the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union. I knew that part. The rest I would have stumbled over.
You
so.
Did really well.
I had the first line.
Awesome.
We're all very impressed.
I have waited until this moment to give this to at least a good amount of population to
you
whatever.
You just gave it to like
in.
A million people, and
yeah.
people we've got people living in or listening in Australia that just heard mm-hmm. this. So
yes,
awesome.
You did good.
Here's what I would like for you to do. Do you know how to do either a curtsy or a bow? I want you to do it right now.
Oh, while I'm driving, sure thing.
Yes, yeah. Do a little bow or curtsy.
It's just something he's into. Yes, it has nothing to do with the preamble.
I did sparkle fingers and you gave me the ding dong thing. So
I'll give you
excuse
the
ding-dong.
There you go.
Alyssa, have a fun day, okay?
See you later, Sparkle Fingers.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
Sparkle Fingers during the ding dong thing.
Oh, if I had a nickel.
I'm going to save that audio. That's good stuff. All right.
Oh, my goodness. Where are we now? It's Kim. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Great
so
time.
What do you got for us?
So this is like early 90s, middle school time. My childhood friend's answering machine, when you called and they didn't answer, they had like a little song that they did.
And you still have
a remember it.
Well, now
sing it for us.
Do
Come
it.
On.
Let's go.
All right. So their last name is Fitzsimmons. So it said, hi, hello, and how do you do? We're the fabulous Fitzsimmons and hello to you. Leave your name and number and listen for the beep and we'll call you back when you get your own beat.
That's fantastic.
Sparkle fingers now, Kim.
That's really good, Kim.
Yeah, when you're from Wisconsin, you know, a lot of people do things like that.
Wisconsin, so. Go Wisconsin. Pack Go, Kim.
Oh, go pack go. Yes. I bleed green and gold.
You go have a great day, okay?
All right. Thanks. You too.
See you All later.
Thank you.
Thanks for the laugh.
So much. God, people are hilarious. Who is next? I think it's April. Hi, April. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so what do you got memorized still after all these years?
Okay, so I had to take a French class when I was a freshman in high school, and part of our assignment is you had to memorize a piece of dialogue from a telephone call. So normally there would be two people doing this, but you had to remember the whole thing. So I have just a little telephone dialogue in French. You want to hear it?
We do. However, I just want to make sure you're not using this as some sort of joke and you're about to curse in French on our show.
It'll sound beautiful.
Oh, no.
It's a beautiful language. All right there, French
Ladies
April.
Ladies and gentlemen, with her French dialogue, here's April.
Allô? Ici Daniel? Oui, c'est Julien.
That's it, huh?
That's all.
Hey! You did work in a wee. Wee.
Hello?
Oui, oui.
Hello?
So it's hello, is this Daniel? And yes, this is Julian.
Let's do it one more time for us. One more time.
Hello? Okay. Hello? Hello? Ici Daniel? Oui, c'est Julian.
It's very April?
Oh, I cannot deny
awesome.
It. It sounds beautiful.
You're lay awesome.
Thank you for having me.
I think it's more important to know that I'm 56, and I learned that when I was 14. So.
I know.
You're
it's
ancient.
Fantastic.
You're lay old, huh? All right. All right, April. You're funny.
We'll see you in lay home, best. Okay? Thank you for
Bye.
Being on the show.
You're awesome.
Oh, my God. These are fantastic. Who's next? It's Violet. Hi, Violet. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. We're cracking
We're so
up.
So good. Yeah. So what do you got memorized that's really unusual all these years later?
So basically, there's this show called The Mighty Boosh, and it's a Britcom, and it's super, like, bonkers out there. And in this show, they have these weird little, like, songs / poems that they perform in it. And for some reason, I memorized one of them. And it's bonkers. You're going to think I'm, like, making it up on the spot.
It better be bonkers or I'm going to be disappointed now. You're really building up the bonkers
part. What's the name of the show again?
It's called The Mighty Boosh.
I'm looking at it right now.
How do you spell Boosh?
Boo in S-H.
B-O-O-S-H.
Yeah.
You're not going to be saying something naughty on our show, are you?
Yeah, this is how
I will not be,
filthy
I
language.
Because I know Brit
Absolutely
TV.
Not.
You're talking to somebody who loves British television, and I know they can get out there. All right, go ahead. Recite it for us.
Okay. Ooh, 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 I did a twisty. Ooh, 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 a tiny twisty. Twist them up, twist them down, twist them all around like the cobra. Dancing to the music of the pipe, the pipe, the pipe, the pipe of life. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi. Calamashalama cinema in the night. Ooh, such a good thing. Don't forget to bring Popcorn Tony and his paper castle.
I love it. That's bonkers.
Isn't it?
I feel like it might have been a little naughty, but...
I hope so. Uh-huh. Oh, my
I
God.
I love that.
You could not be more charming. Violet, thank you for being on the show, okay?
Yeah, you're great.
Thank you for having me.
See you later.
You're welcome. And I do want everyone to take a little bow as soon as they finish.
That's Just really good. That's funny.
Here's Laurel, who's patiently holding. Hi, Laurel. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what you have memorized all these years later. That's kind of unusual. What do you got?
Well, when I was in junior high school, I used to help my brother memorize his things for his high school drama class. And I helped him memorize part of Edgar Allan Poe's poem, one of them. So
I was going to say, is it The Raven?
It is The Raven. There's the name. I couldn't come up with it.
Well, go ahead. Recite for us. Let's hear it.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I pondered, nearly napping, suddenly there came a rapping, as if someone gently tapping, tapping at my chamber door. Mm. 'Tis the wind and nothing more.
No, I was reading along. You're way off on that.
Probably. It's been a long time, but it's all
good for you.
Good for you, though.
All I remembered was the first line, you know, while I pondered weak and weary. I remember that.
You flip-flopped when you said rapping, it should have been tapping, and when it was tapping, you said rapping.
Oh,
so, but that's all right.
Goodness,
how dare I?
Yeah, how dare you?
Laurel, thank you for calling. Have a fun day, okay?
See you later.
You as well.
Appreciate you. Oh, that is fantastic. All right, we're going to try to squeeze in two more quickly. DJ and Zachary, we're going to try to do two more. We might have to go pretty quickly. DJ, good morning. What do you have memorized? DJ?
Well, that one was quick.
Going twice. That's about as fast as you can get.
It was a mime routine that he had done.
That's right. Zachary, what do you still have memorized?
I got a second grade lullaby in German that I learned way back in the day. I was watching an episode of The Office. The character Dwight started singing it, and without skipping a beat, subconsciously, I just joined in. I was like, holy crap, I know about this lullaby. You want to hear it?
We do.
You're not going to curse.
Again,
you're not
going
to curse in German, are
Is
you,
it
Zachary?
Naughty?
No, I even know the English translation. I can tell you that, too.
Well, they said it on The Office.
He says that, then he could blurt out something else right now. Let's just point this out going into this. We've heard somebody in French, and now we're about to hear German, and you will definitely be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
All right, lay it on us there, Zachary.
Schlaf, Kiedlein, schlaf, der Vater hut die Schaf, der Mutter schaut sein Bäumelein, der Vater abend Träumelein, schlaf, Kiedlein, schlaf. Sleep, baby, sleep. Thy mother tends the sheep. Thy mother shakes the dreamland tree, and from it falls a dream for thee. Sleep, baby, sleep.
Hey! Take a bow, Zachary.
Good job, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It was well done.
Hey, you guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you, man.
Our listeners are great.
You're making the show, dude.
The show. Jeremy and I are just sitting here being entertained.
Yeah, I don't know any songs about sheep.